This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
So, officials investigating the plane's disappearance recommended that search crews head north to the new 25,000 square kilometer area where they speculate that the plane most likely crashed. The Australian government, however, rejected that idea. Why do you feel this is the case?
Yeah, I'm not sure why they rejected it, but that goes kind of back onto the, not just the Australian government, but the government, whoever's running the search and rescue. Once you start a search and rescue, it costs lots of money. And then when you say, oh, wait, we're going to stop searching here because we found new information, we're going to move here. Well, then that kind of puts the, the public's awareness that you were searching in the wrong area. So they probably are very wary to do that. And they want to make sure that they get more information to make sure that 25,000 kilometers that they need to look in is the proper place. That would support why they suspended the search operation, because they were probably getting pressure, and then they decide, well, look, let's suspend it, and then we'll start it back up in that other location. So you may see that happen in the next couple of months, where they start up a new area searching for the aircraft.
The Malaysia's Transport Ministry plans to set up a response team to continue studying the MH370 case. The group will sort through the debris turned in by searchers over the past 3 years, especially along the coast of Africa. Is this an effective way to continue the investigations?
Yeah, I think the Malaysian government's got an idea here, and that's a good idea, and that is to keep it going and to do kind of what I just talked about before, to go back to look at everything, to go check out the islands. I would even like to see the Malaysian government hire people to search the coastline, because there might be debris all over the coastline. We just don't know where it's at, because Africa is a very expansive place. And that really shows their initiative, and I think it shows their resolve to be able to give a resolution to this, to solve this issue, to solve the mystery, and to give people what they want, which is closure.
In your opinion, what could authorities have done better in terms of the search and rescue operation from day one until its suspension?
I think they did a lot of great things. They did move on quite a bit of information. Took a little bit of time to get certain things moving in the beginning, but that was because they just had so little information. You got to remember, we only had one ping off of a satellite that was tracking them. And that was it. So that's not a whole lot of information to go on to be able to search. So I thought they did well. What I would have liked to have seen a little bit better is for them to investigate a little bit more information into the eyewitness. In the beginning, I don't know if you remember, the eyewitnesses were coming out and saying, oh, I saw this aircraft. I saw this fly over. And there's quite a bit that were saying that in a certain area. And I would have liked to see them possibly go in and investigate that further. Maybe do even a search in certain parts of that area, just to make sure that that's to be able to eliminate that from what happened. Because they didn't take certain things seriously enough. It seemed like, all right, we're just going to search in this area. We don't want to hear about anything else. So I would have liked to see them expand on that area. And who knows, that may be, in the prior question, that may be why the Malaysia government is setting up that tribunal or committee to be able to do that, to be able to go out and interview people. And that's all they do, is interview people and check out any kind of information. Hey, I found this piece. I think it's part of MH370. That team goes out and checks out to see if that's true or not. And that's where you'll be able to find more information and be able to find it.
And what are the examples of early eyewitness accounts which perhaps we could review again?
Yeah, some of the ones that I would like to see reviewed again, or at least to go back and check. One is, there was an oil rig worker that came out and said, hey, I saw an aircraft go over and it sounded like it was crashing. I'd go back to him and go back to anyone else who's on that oil rig and interview them, see if anything sounds different than the initial interview. And also in the Maldives, same thing. I'd send another team, the team back, and ask the same questions to the same people, because they might give you a little tidbit of information that you could use, or it's something that we missed before, and that way you'll be able to hopefully find it. Another thing that we could do or have the team do is they could query the public again and say, hey, if anybody has any new information out or has seen anything strange, seen anything in the water, any fishermen, anybody seen anything different that could be related to the MH370, please contact us. Now, I know that'll be a lot of information. They'll have to weed through that information, but you might see some trends. So some people might say, yeah, I did see it on that night. I didn't say anything because at the time they were telling people they were crazy because they saw it. But now that I think about it, and now it's been a couple of years, I do remember seeing it. And you might be able to pinpoint an area where a lot of people are saying they saw it. And if a lot of people independently are saying they saw it, that might be something to look at a little bit deeper and to go in and investigate and maybe find a little bit better of an area where it went down. Because that would save you a lot of time in searching if you know pretty close to where it went down.
And how do you think the Malaysian government has handled the operation so far?
I think the Malaysian government, considering that this is the first time this has ever happened for Malaysian Airlines, I think the Malaysian government did a pretty good job. And considering that it was brand new to them, now look, they could have done things a lot better, but that's just how it works. The first time you do something, you're not going to be that good at it. And then the next aircraft was MH17. They were a lot better at it. And that was very tragic as well, total loss of the aircraft. But if you notice, that the second time, they were really good at it, and they were very good at getting the information out very quickly as well, a lot quicker than with MH370. And that's not to disparage the government. That tells you that the government wants to do better. It's just that was their first time they've ever done that. And really, it's the first time in modern times that an aircraft's gone missing and we haven't been able to find it in a couple of years.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.